Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
F-I-E-N-D-S.
Jen's Friends.
Just Friends.
Now, this is Jen's Friends. I have two of my pals in to talk about the big stories. Well, not the big, well, the funniest stories of the week gone by.
The big funny stories.
The big funny stories. Damo Clark is here and Fred Cook. How's it going?
Marty.
Can I just say something? Me and Fred had a nice coffee because he was early.
Yeah. I was here since 4 o'clock this morning. That's how that's how organised I am.
Damo, you came in at 11:09.
Yeah, because when did they say we'd be on air?
10 past.
It's just rock and roll.
It only takes a minute, Damo. Only takes a minute, Damo.
Give me a New York minute.
Okay, we're going to fall out over this. You fly by the seat of your pants, as they kind of say. You're a fly by the seat of your pants kind of guy when it comes to time.
Yeah, but Fred and me used to be the two most unorganized comedians in the country. But I don't know. I guess I lost for this year. We'll see. We'll try again next year. We passed the baton.
Okay.
If Fred and me are on the same lineup, everyone's like, oh, good Lord.
I was in Meath this morning talking. This is how glamorous my life is. I was talking about what way we do our porridge with Dad. And then I heard on the radio, Jen going, I hate people who are late. And Dad says, you better get into that car pretty quickly now.
If you can't see.
To FM as quick as you can.
Yeah, now, not that I'd be paying attention, but you were late the last time. So it was.
Yeah.
That also explains why Fred's covered with porridge all down his front.
Okay, well, look, you're here. No matter, like, you're on time. Dame was going to say he was on time and you were obscenely early, which was great. Okay, let's talk about some of the topics we got to this week. I want to go back to Monday because I revealed to listeners that I made a monumental balls of my date night because I was a bit too eager. Myself and I showed up at a hotel a month early.
I heard that.
Yeah. Fred, how did your college date end up being on the wrong date?
Because I'm from the country and she's from the city. And when someone says, for example, if someone said to me next Wednesday, for me, that's this coming Wednesday. It's the next one, right?
That is the next Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
But for someone from the city, next Wednesday is the Wednesday after next
Wednesday.
After
the Wednesday coming.
Yeah, yeah. So I was in college. It was my last exam. And I was daydreaming about meeting up with this girl. I didn't even write a single word for 3 hours of the exam. And
just Wednesday.
This is it. And I get up and I left and I was meant to meet her somewhere in the Keys, and I was waiting there an hour. Oh, she's busy. And then I finally just rang her and she went, yeah, next Wednesday. Yeah, this is. And that's when the communication happened. So the problems happened. So we broke up even though we never went out.
We broke up last Wednesday. Or was it the one before that? I don't know.
What did you do for the day?
So
Wandered around.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Just wandered around getting the dictionary on days and how city people use it. So
hey, that just gave me a flashback. Waiting for a date. See, now you can text, you can message, I'm 5 minutes away, I'm 10 minutes away, blah, blah, blah. There was a girl, I was like 16, and Tamara, it was in my class, she was lovely. It was like, we'll meet for the cinema. This is before smartphones. We'll meet at the cinema. And I met at the cinema at the right time. She didn't show up. Everyone went into the cinema. There was the 30-minute window. And I was like, well, I missed the start of the film anyway. I'll just wait. Maybe she'll come at the end of the cinema.
Yeah.
So I waited for 2 hours. She never showed. Right? And then high school. And the next week, I was like, where were you? She goes, oh, my cousins came over. I couldn't leave. And that's just one of those things.
You waited 2 hours?
Yeah, and I just was thinking there, that's probably the most romantic thing that anyone has ever done for that girl.
Yeah.
You hear that, Tamara?
Yeah.
I don't know who you're married to now, but I'd say, like, no one's waiting two hours for someone.
No one's waiting two hours.
Unless holding popcorn, eating it.
Unless you're waiting for the number 11 bus.
Then you're
that's
waiting.
The only time. You can wait 3 days for that.
Tamara was like the number 11 bus.
Fred, you had a bit of a weird one with your dad's 50th too. What happened
in
your
that's
dad's
gas.
50th?
Yeah,
speaking
yeah.
of your dad's
this,
morning telling to be on
gas.
Time.
You know when people talk about getting dates wrong and dates right? Yeah. Well, my dad turned 50 in 94 and mom says, I saw this before internet, you know, and mom was so organised about it. She said to everyone who was coming to dad's surprise 50th, come down to the house at 8 o'clock and we'll have the surprise at half 8, right?
Yeah.
But for the love of God, do not be seen by him earlier on that day. So earlier on that day, dad was in the deli counter in Super Value in Kells, right? And he bumped into his cousin, who he hadn't seen in 30 years, right? And it gets better, right? She's from Arizona. Can you believe it? Like, and he's like, he gets all emotional. Yeah. He's like, I can't believe Eileen, I've seen you. What's going? He's so taken by it. He can't connect it up that he's there for his birthday. Like, and she's so mortified that she was seen at a mom's rules. She pretended like nothing was happening. She was like, oh my God, it's mighty fine to see you, Eamon, and I'm so happy. Well, I gotta go. And then she got into a car and drove away.
Just with a breakfast roll.
She drove away like nothing happened, and they hadn't seen each other in 30 years. Like, and that's what Dad comes down all to the house all flustered and he can't make sense of it. There I'm putting a bunt in. Oh, tell me more, Dad. Tell me more. Have some champagne from the fridge there while you're at it. And he's so taken by it. And oh, God love me. He says to me, he goes, do you know what, Fred? I think my auntie Eileen in Arizona, I think my cousin in Arizona, I think she passed away, and just before she left us, her ghost approached me in the deli counter at Super Value. I was like, wow, that's amazing, Dad. And the best was like, where did she go then? Cavan. She drove to Cavan.
Damo, why was the wrong terminal the least of your wife's worries?
Oh, yes, we used to live in London. And, you know, Heathrow is a big airport.
It is.
So we're flying back for Christmas because we live in London. We're coming back for an Irish Christmas with all the Irish family. We're so excited. We got to Heathrow. We're on the travelator with our suitcases. We've got all the presents. We've got everything. We're like, right, which terminal is it? So I'm looking on my phone. Gatwick. It was wrong airport. Gatwick Airport.
That's a divorce.
You'd be dead.
That's a divorce.
You would be dead.
We're
you
still
are
together.
Very unorganized.
Yeah.
How?
Well, that's why we do comedy, because you know you can't get fired. I mean, you can not get booked from places, but you can't get sacked.
Yeah.
It's the only thing we can
Let's
do.
Let's talk about that, because we were talking about work woes on Wednesday. Listeners got in touch about the times they totally screwed up. Damo, you've had a rake of them, I presume.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
One of them today, actually.
Give me a couple of your most memorable.
Oh, there's one. The longest job I had was painter decorator. And I remember one time I accidentally reversed a ute down a cliff.
That's not funny. That's really
utility
dangerous.
Vehicle. No, it was grand. Like, you know, I'm still here. But the problem was, we were painting this golf course on the coast, this beautiful place. We're doing the, and they let us stay in the chalet. So we're living there, me and a few painters. Now the boss, he's in his like 60s, loved to drink. I drove off, did a comedy gig like a couple of hours away, came back. He was drunk, passed out by the pool of this golf resort, right? And the ute was there. I was like, well, I can't leave him there. That looks terrible on us. So I picked up this big heavy man, right? Got him into the passenger seat of the ute, the pickup truck. Finally, and then I got in, but it was pitch black, and then I just reversed, and then all of a sudden it just started tipping back. I'm like, what's going on? Incredible. And then all of a sudden we were like, I was looking up at the moon
you were
and the
in
stuff.
It, and you
I was in it.
Oh, and you hurt?
With the boss. No, it just went, rolled down, and it did it, clunk, clunk. And we felt like we were astronauts looking up. We were like looking straight up into space.
Oh, no.
And he was still asleep. He was passed out drunk. So I don't know if anyone's ever tried to get a 60-year-old man from a passenger side into a driver's seat. While a vehicle is... But that's what I did. I stood in the back seat vertically. I pulled him across. It took me ages. So he was in the driver's seat and I climbed up the muddy cliff and then just went back, washed my hands.
And moved to Ireland.
And moved to Ireland.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And he lost his license and he didn't do anything.
Oh, Fred.
I shouldn't laugh.
Fred, tell me, how do you get along in that second-hand bookshop?
Oh, yeah. This is I say it's gas. Maybe I'm putting it too high at the moment. But I was... In 2007, I was working in a second-hand bookshop, and there was a laser card, and I didn't know how to use the laser card, right? So this guy came in and he wanted to buy 150 euro worth of stuff, and I was like, I'm sorry, I can't use the laser card. And then the manager kind of gave out to me. He goes, Fred, you need to be able to use this. I said, sorry, yeah, I'm fine. So what it got to was that every time I needed to use the laser card, I rang down and the guy from upstairs came upstairs to use the laser card for me. And then sometimes, and I wasn't stealing, but the till wouldn't add up. Like, it would be out 5 euro, 20 euro or something like that. You know, just silly mistakes and all this. So what they trained me to do, instead of using that, I was struggling with cash, never mind technology, right? And what they showed me to do is to count up your change. Like, if you wanted to buy something for 3.50 and someone gives you 5 euro change, you go, and 50 is 4 and 1 is 5. Thanks very much. I'll see you again. So I got really good at that. But I never gave the wrong change. I never, the till always added up after that. But to this day, I still can't use a credit card. And my owner doesn't work because I have no money.
Okay, fair enough. Damo, I need to talk to you about teen movies, because they're a big topic on Tuesday. You know those teen movies, adolescent films? Now, mine was Boys in the Hood, and I couldn't get a clip because people were saying that that's not actually a teen movie. It is. Yeah. It's about teenagers living in the hood.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get a clip clean enough to play, even for 10 seconds. What was your favourite flick about teenagers?
Probably, and they probably weren't teenagers at the time. Wayne's World.
Loved
Wayne's
it.
World was
excellent.
Great.
Excellent. Party time.
Here we go, here we go.
That was so good.
Swing, swing, swing,
so you can play 2 seconds of that.
Yeah, you're right, and they probably weren't even teenagers.
It was so quiet, but it was such a good movie that like Queen got back into the number one charts with Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody, yeah.
Because of the start of Wayne's World, who goes, any Bohemian Rhapsody? And they put the cassette tape in. Cassette tape.
And
is this the real? And they headbanged, and everyone was like, "Oh yeah, I love that song. I remember that song." Back to number one, and that's why they got Mike Myers to be in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie in disguise as the terrible agent guy.
Yeah.
As a cameo, he's disguised. He has an accent because they were like, "Well, you help get him number one again." So you're in the movie, Mike Myers. Shrek is in the Bohemian Rhapsody movie. That's nuts.
Fred, what's your pick?
For me, Back to the Future. And I was thinking about it. Marty, yes. He was a teenager, Marty. He was still in school, wasn't he? He was skateboarding in and out of school. So he was a teenager. And I went to see Back to the Future 1 in the cinema. I swear to God, I went with my sister. And then I went to see Back to the Future 2 in the same cinema, right? But this is how passive. It was a cinema in Carrick and Shannon, right? In Leitrim. And this is how passive the crowd was. Around maybe 30 of us in the cinema. And they accidentally put on the wrong movie. They put on Care Bears the movie, right?
We've gone back in time.
No one complained. Maybe they were like, this is what it is like in the future. This is what it's going to be like in 2016. You know,
they live in the clouds with the flying cars and the rainbows coming out of their guts.
No one. We all just walked down the stairs. We were just so probably happy to get out of the house. Like, you know, it doesn't matter, you know.
Like, maybe it's on after this
Back
movie.
To the Future and Wayne's World are great Halloween costumes this year.
Oh my God, yes.
I have a 5-year-old and he has a best pal who has shoulder length curly blonde hair. So we're debating whether we do them as Wayne's World or we do them as Doc and the Michael J. Fox character. You know, they're going to look so good.
Or the little dog, bait up Marty McFly's dog.
Yeah.
Dress up as him. Do you remember him? Lucky, yeah.
Forgot about that. Okay, let's talk about our last one. Yesterday I asked listeners about attempting and failing to go vegan. Damo, it doesn't really suit a late night job to have dietary requirements, does it?
No, that's
really true.
Really? I mean, I am vegan after midnight, you know, if there's a falafel around, you know? But so, I think I'm healthy in our, I mean, say Fred and me were out.
A falafel walking down the street. Hi, Damo.
Are you a falafel?
Freddy Falafel.
I love dipping falafels into hummus. It's just chickpeas dipping into chickpeas. It's like when you get your fries and dip them into mash. You know what I mean? It's just like, more of the same.
Yes.
But say Fred and me are gigging, you know, we finish at midnight. You know, Happy Pear's not open at midnight. You know, like, you do the best of what you can when you can.
Okay. You know. So are you telling me there isn't one vegetarian comedian out there?
Oh, there is, but they can cook.
Okay. And they
I think if you're vegan, you have to be able to cook.
They bring little containers.
They have Tupperware containers.
Yes.
They have thermoses.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Fred, how long did you last as a vegetarian? Probably not long.
2 days.
Oh, okay.
And it was 2 days. And I wouldn't mind those 2 days. I was the most sanctimonious person you've ever had. It didn't take me long, you know? Guys, have you read Linda McCartney's box? It was all about this. It was only like back in Carrick and Shannon, actually. And I was only maybe 12. And I was hanging out with my wonderful granny for the summer. And a friend of mine, his dad was a butcher and he helped out. So they brought me to a butcher's across the road. It was called Cummins at the time, Cummins Butchers. And I was in the slaughterhouse and I helped out. I was like, okay, let's do it. And then that was it, walking out. Never again. What's wrong with the world? How can this happen, you know? And then I went home to granny. I said, I'm sorry, I can't eat meat anymore. And she was so sound and open-minded. She was like, fine, okay, great. But then 3 days later, we had American cousins coming over Eileen, actually. And the thing is, right, I could smell the bacon that morning. I was like, that's this. I'm back to it.
Yeah.
I'm back to rashes.
The smell of the bacon, it gets them. Yeah. The smell of the bacon.
That's the thing. Like, you have a vegan sausage and you're like, this is not bad. I could do vegan sausages. And then you have a real sausage, you go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just meat. It's just so delicious. And animals are made of meat, so it's just really unfortunate.
And you're Australian, so, like, beer and barbecues is your staple diet.
Yeah.
The comedian Colin Murphy, I've done a festival up in Sweden, and he did it. And there's this wonderful comedian also called Fred. But he's very outgoing, and he was so happy to have Colin Murphy as a comedian that he killed a calf. And he cooked it and everything like that, and he put it out on the table from a nickel and go, sorry, I'm vegetarian.
No!
Just sacrificed the lamb for his favourite comedian.
The worst
Bring
thing
out that lamb to sacrifice for Colin Murphy.
The cow was like, does something have to tell you before this happens? Please, just listen.
Just ask him.
Lads, that's all we've time for. Thank you so much for being Jen's friends. Listen, tell me this.
Do you know what I was thinking? Technically, if you bring me back here, you can say, we've got Fred again in the studio.
Yeah.
Is that good, isn't it?
I just played it. I can't play it again. Are you gigging tonight?
Oh, I'm in Trim tonight. Guys, do come along. I was in the RD last night. I'm doing this tour and tickets are on eventbrite.ie. Come along. It's in Brogan's in Trim and it's going to be mighty fun. Do come
Weird
along.
Weird how you're on this big tour. Your wife just had a baby. Are you trying to get out of the house?
Shh, Jen. What's going on? Come on.
Well, as I said,
timing.
I'm really, to provide.
Yeah, I'm really inspired by my 7-week-old and my revenue bill. So...
Damo, you're gigging 5 nights of the week, is that right?
That's right, I'm on tour in the one venue, Workman's Club, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
you're
Friday,
you're like you
Saturday.
Too, you just said, listen, I'm staying in the one place.
Yeah, that's my Croke Park, that's my Vegas sphere with the screens, we have a screen.
Are you sick of looking at those pictures online?
I avoid it.
The five people who've been to the gig just keep reposting.
I know, and they need
Looks
to come
amazing,
to...
Though.
The Crack Den Comedy Club in the Workman's
Club. Crack Den, way better than the Sphere in Vegas.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Lads, thanks for coming in.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.